Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham, president of Surinam's in Beijing for a state visit. Chandrakaprasad Santokhi says he's been looking forward to the trip.
The expectations are very high that with this meeting we'll expand and deepen our cooperation, and we will go back with good results.
China and Suriname are celebrating 5 years of strategic cooperative partnership this year. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says Suriname's an important partner in the Caribbean, and China expects President Santokhi's visit to propel the advancement of bilateral ties. Chinese authorities have imposed countermeasures against two U.S. firms involved in arms sales to the Taiwan region. The firms include General Atomics Aeronautical Systems and General Dynamics Land Systems. The Chinese Foreign Ministry says the arms sales violate the One China Principle and the three joint communiques between China and the United States, which damages China's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The ministry also says China will freeze the assets of the two firms inside China, and the country will deny visa and entry to senior executives from the firms. More than 100 policymakers from China and Germany have come together in Beijing to discuss topics such as climate change and biodiversity protection. The China-Germany dialogue forms part of activities marking the 40th anniversary of relations between the two countries. The Chinese Finance Ministry and the German Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development co-organized the event. China's Hainan Free Trade Port is marking the sixth anniversary since President Xi Jinping announced its construction. The island province has vowed to accelerate its transformation into a free trade port with Chinese characteristics and global influence. The foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi Arabia have discussed the latest developments of bilateral ties and regional affairs over the phone. Iranian Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian hailed bilateral relations, reaffirming Iran's determination to further expand ties. Saudi Foreign Minister Faisal bin Farhan al-Saud highlighted the necessity to promote regional and international relations and cooperation. The two sides also addressed the situation in Gaza, underscoring the urgency to halt hostilities in the Palestinian territory. Russia's launched a missile and drone attack on energy facilities in five regions in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say power-generating facilities and transmission systems in eastern Kharkiv, southern Zaporizhia, western Lviv, and central Kyiv came under attack. In addition, debris from the downed Shahed drones caused a fire at an energy facility in southern Odessa. South Korea's liberal opposition bloc has won nearly 60% of 300 seats up for grabs in parliamentary elections, dealing a blow to President Yoon Suk-yeol's ruling party. Prime Minister Han Duck-soo and other senior aides have submitted resignations to President Yoon. The vote is seen as a midterm assessment of the president, who begins the third year of his five-year term next month. Jack Barton has details.
Democrat Party has won that sizable majority in the National Assembly, essentially making President Yoon Suk-yeol a lame duck president for the remainder of his sole term, because presidential terms are limited to a single five-year term here. So there's very little he'll be able to push through in terms of his domestic agenda. The Prime Minister and some senior aides have offered their resignation. It remains to be seen whether that will be accepted, but the leader of the party, Han Dong-hoon, he has officially stepped down.
The Canadian government's warned that the country risks another catastrophic wildfire season. It's forecast higher than normal temperatures across much of the country, boosted by El Nino weather conditions. Emergency Preparedness Minister Harjit Sajjan says the warmer temperatures and widespread drought have set the stage for another punishing summer.
Currently, we know that there are several concerning trends. Southern Alberta, British Columbia, and Southern Ontario are facing extreme drought conditions, and we are expecting above normal temperatures all across the country, which is actually leading to early snow melts. All these elements create conditions for a wildfire season like the last. And more to that, the temperature trends are very concerning. With the heat and dryness across the country, we can expect that the wildfire season will start sooner and end later and potentially be more explosive.
The 14th Beijing International Film Festival, French Film Week, is kicked off in the Chinese capital. The event's jointly organized by China Media Group and the city government of Beijing. 30 outstanding French films will be screened between April 18th and 26th, targeting a global audience. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.